this brings us to the wrap-up session of the day, and I realize that we're pretty close to times. Is there's three things that we want to do. Do we have a feedback form this year? Okay, there's an online feedback form to help us improve and develop this day. From my perspective, as by sitting in the audience and sitting up here, I would like to congratulate Ernie and his team on putting together, I think, one of the most thought-provoking days I've attended in a long, long time. We've covered a lot of ground. We've been challenged. And I think I can't imagine anyone saying that the road ahead is going to be easy. I'd like to call on David Eisenberg, since he's a visitor, and we suffer from the New Zealand thing that we also don't know what other people think. This is David can just give us two things. One is his kind of top-line insight from the day, and then we want to use his hands. Okay. Now, has everyone got their entries in for a chance from the offer? Just so we can run a transparent, open access process. Are they all in one box, or? Okay, we need to. You tell us about what you've seen and what you've been in that box. Well, I was kind of intrigued by Minister Cunliffe's observation or charge to us that the broadband activity proceed locally on a city-by-city basis. I think that's actually probably a better idea than having one national plan, which I advocated in my opening remarks. But if there were a way that the cities could, and in fact, that's another thing about Finland. When the initial telecommunications plants were being installed in the early part of the 20th century, Finland was ruled by Russia, Helsinki was ruled by Russia, and then it was ruled by Sweden, or vice versa. And as a result, Finland didn't really have a center on telecommunications. The telephone plant evolved on a city-by-city basis. As a result of that, people kind of knew who telecom guy in their city was, the way they knew the butcher and the barber and the doctor. There was a larger, because it was transparent, there was a large element of public good there. Not a bad model for a small, ambitious country to follow. Just a passing word from me, David, I hope you're gonna have a bit of sleep tonight.